when the blues of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
It's the Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and the orchestra, the Charioteers. I'm Ken Carpenter, Eugenie Baird, and Bing Crosby.
Here we are again, men. Welcome to the hall. Got to accentuate the positive elim, minus the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith. Or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Joan in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you got to accentuate the positive elim. Mine is the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In Between. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch right on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread that joy right up to the maximum. Bring gloom right down to the minimum. Have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the sea. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? And to say we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, that right point to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Got to activate the positive elim. Mine is the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Down to the minimum. Have faith. Pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Brother, kindly illustrate your last remark.
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you better accentuate the positive. But it's a negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Do you mean we better accentuate the positive? But it's a negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No. Don't mess with Mr.
I ran around with my own little crowd, the usual laugh, not often but loud, and in a world that I knew, I didn't know about you. just taking my fun where it could be found. And yet what else could I do? I didn't know about you. Darling, now I know I had the loneliest yesterday. Every day in your arms, I know that once in my life I'm a good time every time I went out. Romance was the thing I fitted about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you.
Eugenian, very sweet. I loved it. Artie Shaw rose to fame as a brilliant clarinetist and as an orchestra leader of original and inventive mind when he was still a mere broth of a boy. Sure, Artie, wasn't it yourself whose top recording of a Cole Porter tune made it famous back in 1938? Wasn't it now, Be Gorda and Be Jabers?
No, me bully boy, it was Begin the Begin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a tune I used to sing to me landlady at Muldoon's boarding house called Release the Valise. I got confused there. Auntie, I'll always remember the first time I caught your band at the Palladium. I want to tell you, the joint was jumping. You really played up a storm that night.
Well, talking jive-like thing, did you really get yourself some kick?
Yes, and pretty high up on the hog, too. You should have seen me limping off the dance floor that night. Artie, I understand you started on the saxophone and you later switched to the clarinet, is that right?
Yeah, when I discovered that so much sound could come out of anything so thin, I was amazed. Know what I mean?
A contemporary crooner gives me the same feeling.
Well, you can control yourself, Bing.
Why?
It doesn't seem to hurt singers to bulge a bit.
Bulge a bit? Well, Artie, I can't help it if I run the muscle. Gee. But let's run on to that smooth arrangement of Gershwin's song, I Was Doing All Right. You and the Gramercy Five are ready there. Knock it. Yes, Artie, that's quite a combo you've corralled there. We're going to grab you later for an up-tune, if we may. Our good neighbors to the south have sent us much good song material lately, such songs as Solamente Una Vez. I made a record of it in Spanish a couple of years ago, and it was greeted with national apathy, but when Disney put it in Three Caballeros and Perry Como sang it, it really became a smash hit. Of course, they used English words, those fellas. I didn't think of that.
You belong to my heart. Now, forever. And I love that it starts not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. Was a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars, a million guitars I still play. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart.
We're going to sort of get back on the pace now with the ever reliable and the generally sensational Charioteers. What you singing tonight, boys? What you going
to
sing?
I'm beginning to see the light.
Who composed, who contrived this?
The great
Duke. The Duke, he's ready this year, ain't he, Duke? Spot for the good Gramercy Five, the master himself, Artie Shaw, and you took advantage of me.
Thank you.
Arturo, fine, and many, many thanks.
Oh, me name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Ours are few in numbers. We're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march and saw. The drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band. McCarthy pumps while the doghouse thumps and the clarinets swing and sway. Hennessy, Tennessee, doodles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara, McNamara,
best man in the land.
Victor Young, whose orchestra furnishes John Charles Thomas with elegant musical support on Sundays, and whose arrangements are responsible for much of the beautiful music in Paramount Pictures in general, and the picture called The Great John L. in particular, has written many lovely melodies. The following I consider one of his very best.
Beautiful love, you're all a mystery. Beautiful love, what have you done to me? I was contented till you came along, thrilling my soul with your song. Beautiful love, I've roamed your paradise, searching for love, my dream to realize, reaching for heaven, depending on you.
Potpourri of tunes popular only yesterday, we popped back to a Paramount film musical with a provocative title, Double or Nothing. This possibly historic piece picture was quite a turkey, laid enough eggs to make an omelet for the whole Russian army. It appeared in the latter days of the turbulent 30s, to wit, the year 1937.
Ah, yes, lucky seven. You know, in that year, Bing, the tobacco industry produced its highest crop on record. Experts said it was the finest in quality, too, without any ifs or ands about it.
And today, we'll take the ifs or the ands, also any buts.
In 1937, deposits of nearly $6 million lay unclaimed at America's state banks. First of our 1937 hits from Double or Nothing is a little name-calling number, which may or not may not be about the one who had the party. It's called Smarty.
Smarty, the one that's quite as smart as you. I can teach you a thing or two. Smarty, Smarty. Don't you know you should hold me tight? Can't you tell when you've met the right party? Though you may know every star up above, still you're in need of a lesson in love. You know it all, Smarty. Can't you see if you had a heart, you could learn to be twice as smart. Smarty, Smarty, Smarty. Now get along out of here.
During the 1937 season at Belmont, a horse called Black Looks gave people who bet on him lots of winnings.
People who bet on certain other horses that season gave me plenty of Black Looks. I never knew why.
The New York World's Fair in 37 was constructing a glass house, and the local wags warned those who were to live in it not to throw any stones.
Not to throw any parties, either.
Goofy dances like the Big Apple were the craze in 37, which may have led Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnson, who penned the next tune in our Double or Nothing medley, to compose the melodic plaint, All You Want to Do Is Dance.
The music is playing a song that invites romance, but you, all you want to do is dance, while others are swaying. At least there's a word or a glance, but you, all you want to do is dance. When I hold you like this, who's gonna notice a kiss? I know how your heart would be, but you only care about the rhythm that's in your feet. The music keeps playing a song that invites romance, and I want a chance, but you, all you want to do is dance.
One of 1937's more unusual scientific pronouncements was that of a Viennese professor who said that if men from Mars could come down to Earth, they'd be almost invisible.
One of them's here now. He's singing Coast to Coast.
Really?
All over, yeah.
Time.
Right.
Time for you to be singing our final Double or Nothing ballad, Moon Got in My Eyes.
Favorite song of Kit Jennings, famous pianist down the Air Force.
Out of the darkness, suddenly appeared. You smiled. I was taken by surprise. I guess I should have seen right through you. But the moon got in my eyes. I was so thrilled by the love you volunteered. I gave my heart without a compromise. I guess you don't remember
do you when the moon got in my eye? I thought a kingdom was inside, that I would have the right to play.
It up for tonight. We open the doors around here same time next week, so catch us, hmm? Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.